Yeah, I don't know. Chaotic. It's going to be chaotic, and it's a chaotic season, and that either means it's going to be the most chaotic winner, like Q, or
Yeah.
like the steadiest person, like Charlie. That's
Oh, when she spooned, and
Like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic vibe moment of the
chaotic bi moment.
Yeah.
And you're watching Black Bi Reality.
With Black Bi Baddies.
And those who love us.
Hello, you are watching and or listening to the Black Bi Reality Podcast, a place for Black Bi baddies and those who love us. I am your HBIC head bisexual in charge, Nicole Weaver, an entertainment reporter, currently writing about reality TV for Collider. And this episode, covering for Survivor 46, Episode 8, Hide and Seek, I have Evie Jagoda. Hi, Evie.
Hello, Nicole. Thank you so much for inviting me here. I can't wait to talk to you about this bananas episode that we got.
Absolutely. First of all, I want to ask, what have you thought about this season so far?
You know, I would say, okay, and I always, like, ever since I played, it's like, I know I did not like it when 42 came out and everyone was like, this is so much better than 41. I took it very personally because I love my season. This isn't my favorite season. I feel like 45 really, like, popped in a lot of ways. And, you know, I think, like, you know, whenever there's one tribe that gets decimated, it's hard. And I think, like, the Banu story took up a lot of airtime. And then, you know, I feel like there's only, like, a few people that I've been like, you're making good decisions. And I find that a little frustrating to watch. I like to watch people making interesting, smart decisions, and I feel like people are making interesting decisions.
Yes.
There's chaos, but we have people just in general tripping over themselves to make and or take credit for not good moves for them, and I just find that frustrating.
I know. I know. I'm seeing a lot of people be like, okay, we don't have villains anymore and da da da, but we're getting so many characters. Like, you cannot say that this season is lacking that.
Well, that's definitely right.
And I, like, saw a tweet that was like, maybe we don't need villains. Maybe we need people with huge egos.
Yes. Yes, I know, which is honestly the overlap with villainous is can be quite clear. I mean, yeah, we have a lot of people doing a lot, thinking very highly of themselves, varying degrees of delusional, I'd say, across the board. And that's fun. It's all about, like, what do you want out of your Survivor experience?
Yes.
I think for people that love, like, the wacky seasons, I bet this is, like, giving it. For me personally, I'm not, I think it'll really depend how this end game goes, I think, but yeah, it's not, we have a lot of time, and we're filling it with fun stuff, and then we get to the votes, I'm like, what is anybody doing? Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? Stop doing that.
That is such, yes, a good question to ask multiple times. At the beginning of this episode, Ben is really the one who was hit hard because Tim left, and that was his buddy. But I think he does pretty well. What do you think of his reaction?
Yeah, I think he does great. I mean, it's very clear we got this, like, relationship between Ben and Kenzie in the last episode, and I think, like, it's really seeming to extend, and I think Tiffany was in on it, too. Like, the three of them had just great vibes, and so I think Ben was doing good of, like, I'm not that mad, but, like, be nice to me, you know, like, I think, like, I think he played it really well, and I think, you know, the soft boys in this game are really going far with these, like, nurturing women figures. So I think, like, he's got tucked under the Tiff and Kenzie wing a little bit, and I'm here
Yo,
for him.
It's gonna be such. I know that Tiffany has really been gunning for Ben because he's a huge personality, or like, and very likable. But wouldn't it be a good step up to switch out Q for Ben?
Yeah, get Q out of there. Put Ben in there. Ben's just gonna do whatever you say. No one's gonna vote for Ben over our strategic queens. So, yeah. I hope he's very likable. He seems like a sweetie guy. But yeah, that moment, and then just having Q just, like, seething that they're not, like, walking. Just, what if you just walked up to them, Q? What if you just went where they
right.
are? Like,
right.
What?
I don't know. He's like, and anyone else who's doing something is not game. It's not serious. Right. Like, I couldn't believe he kept saying, actually, making someone feel good after that you took out their ally is very much part of the game. And he's acting like they're just doing kumbaya stuff.
Yes, exactly. Being like, especially Ben. What have we learned about Ben? Like, he is like soft and sweet and cries at tribal and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, what is going to connect with him? Like, Kenzie and Tiff, like, being friendly and nice, or a cue speech down on the beach? Like, come on. read the room. Read the room.
Yeah, yeah, totally. The other thing that went on, oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh.
Everyone wants credit over Soda going home, even though I don't think sending Soda to the jury was a good move in the first place.
I mean, and did we need any more proof that it was a bad move for Tevin than mm-hmm. what happened in this episode? I really think if Soda had been there, it would have been harder for that inertia to have happened. I think the way that, like we saw in the trial council, Hunter's just like sitting there. You know, Soda would have been up in there talking to people. Like, I'm just mm-hmm. like, I really feel like he expended a person that was really not expendable to his game. And it's really sad that now they're both out. I really hate that. And yeah, to have everyone tripping over themselves, take credit for it, what was pretty comical. I mean, that was funny. But
So, you know, Venus, her argument is that, I don't know, she talked to people into doing it, where Tevin is like, actually, I know that I was talking to people about doing it, so you definitely didn't do it. And Liz is offended by all of them, because she mm-hmm. was like, I wanted to vote out Soda in the first place, so you don't get to act like you convinced me. Yes. I mean, does any of this matter?
I mean, right. Well, also, like, yeah, I do think based on the episode we saw, it seemed like Tevin probably did the most. I mean, he's definitely in the best position in that group of people. So I do understand his, like, personal frustration. And, you know, you're out there and you're thinking of the TV show and you also mm-hmm. want to make sure you're getting your flowers. But also saying it to Liz seemed like such a mistake, because we know, like, now Liz has this reaction, and mm-hmm. just like, let's all calm down. It really like, it is so funny from Liz's perspective also to have one person be like, can you believe she tried to take credit for it, and then Liz being like, I can't believe you're trying to take credit for it, you know, like, really just like a chain reaction of confident people, you know.
truly the best reality stars do not have any self-awareness.
Yes, that's right.
You've played this game. What do you think is the trick to recognizing if someone's your shield or not? Because obviously Tevin did not see Soda as that.
Oh, that's such a good question. I mean, it's tricky, right? Like, it's just, I mean, you just really have to have a good handle on what am I doing now and what will be left after that. And mm-hmm. I think, and I maybe Tevin was really relying on the six to be, you know, a really big thing or something. But I mean, it just really, it's like, I heard in your last episode you talking about all the things that Tevin is saying that mm-hmm. Soda is a threat for. Don't go around telling people that those are threatening characteristics if they all apply to you, you know. And I do feel like that was something I tried. I was more concerned about my own weaknesses and things like that. But I remember, you know, I was really worried that people were going to think I was too smart. And then Dr. Voce comes out there and immediately telling everyone he's a neurosurgeon. So I did start being like to people, he's so smart. I mean, he's a neurosurgeon. But probably I should have just been like, who cares about smart people? We shouldn't even think about that. Like, that's
right, right.
Yeah, you know, like that's over. It's all about the smart people, you know? So yeah, I think he really, I mean, I also just feel like with these tribes that never go to tribal council, they've built up this whole plan of like what's
right.
the thing. Like, I remember in my season when we got to the merge, Danny and Deshaun both being like, we really need to get out Nasir. And I'm like, do we? What's Nasir doing? You know, like, like, they had been sitting on that for so long. Nasir's this big threat that we have to blindside. And it's like, dude, Soda is with you. Soda was with you.
Yeah. Yeah. And you still don't know what's going on these other tribes.
Right.
So wild.
Right.
Something that Charlie said that I definitely noticed was he was like, if you're going to play Survivor, you got to wake up at sunrise, because that's where I'm getting these talks. Mm. He's talking to Q and Hunter, and he realized he's being interviewed for an alliance.
Yes. I love how Charlie, like, I think he's really good at going along with stuff, even when he knows that it's ridiculous. Like, he's really figured out how to appease Q and then laugh about it in his confessionals in a really good way. And yeah, I don't know. I think he's playing really well of this, like, oh, yeah, sure, whatever you want, mm-hmm, Q. And then, like, ultimately, Charlie has actually been a decision maker for a lot of things. So,
him and Maria, if they get to the end, it's going to be kind of hard for them to tell apart their game. So, that's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, that's for sure. I know. That's definitely probably the power duo right now, even though I don't know if they're getting credit for it in the game, but from watching at home.
Yeah.
But the Q interview is also hilarious. Like, is that how, like, I just feel like that for all of Q's, he's got all these tricks to, you know, figure out who's trustworthy and stuff. And, like, maybe, like, again, relationship building, not just like, here, sit down. Want to join this alliance? Like, you know.
No. He is wild. He wanted to be a coach to Banu and talk to him a certain way. And now he's a mafia boss. The good thing that Charlie noticed about this new six is that, people can go any minute because Tim was in the six.
Literally. And it's a cardinal sin against the six to say anything against someone in the six, unless you're cute.
Exactly.
You can get anyone out he wants, and that's fine.
Exactly. Which, yeah, that's so, he's so wild, but
yes.
I guess. This is a common, like, strategy on Big Brother, though. Like, I feel it's, like, some of the most frustrating, but also the players that get along, like, pretty far, they act very mafia boss. They demand to know all the information, will take out someone if they think is going against them. But I feel like he's cutting off his own.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, it's one of those, it's like, it works if you're, if it works, and if it doesn't work, it really doesn't work. You know, like,
yeah.
I definitely remember thinking this, like, of Dee last season, that she was, like, really, you know, if you say my name, I'm getting you out, and it felt, like, a little forceful, and I was like, well, I don't know if that's going to work out. Totally worked out for her, you know? So, obviously, Boston Rob, like, the classic, original Survivor mob boss there, but,
yeah.
I feel like that's part of what I'm thinking. I'm like, why is everyone kind of, like, it feels like this game is really chaotic and really, like, unclear, and people are making these weird decisions. And I'm like, I do think a lot of that is because Q is this dominant force, and he's chaotic, and he's, like, he really is, like, really at the center of stuff. But at the end of the day, eventually, you know, these people don't all want to play Q's game. Like, they came here to play their game. So.
Yeah, and they still are. Okay. I kind of want to jump ahead since we're already talking about that because...
I mean, how can we not talk about Q? Like,
yes, we're at jury. Q decides to say, hey, you should just take me out, you know? And he always goes for the martyr move.
Yes.
I made a mistake. What was the mistake?
Yes. Yeah, what was the mistake? I mean, was he upset... I mean, it's like, to even, like, speculate about it, what was happening, because he obviously makes decisions in a way that I don't
understand. He can't follow. You know?
Yeah. But Brian Scally tweeted, you know, if Q is going to drive that bus, even if it's over himself, something like that. And, like, I do feel like that's what was happening here, where Q is just like, it was going to be something he didn't want, and he put himself back at the center of the conversation and the everything. But my thing is, I know there's a lot of debate, like, was he trying to quit? Was it a move? Whatever it is, I find it so, I don't know. I was going to say, I find it, like, how could you vote for Q at the end if he, like, did
exactly
all the plans and was like, but then I'm like, I do feel like there's something about him that reminds me of Tony, where it's like, Tony was crazy, and then, like, he was, like, the evil genius, and I do feel like it's this thing where he's so frustrating, everyone's so frustrated by him, but then maybe at the end of the day, you know, you can't deny that the man is playing hard, but then he did say he wanted to quit, which is, like, also such a survivor.
A cardinal sin. Yeah. I'm shocked that Jeff didn't also have a bigger reaction. Like, he tried to play it off and was like, this season's so competitive. It's like, you're saying that the same episode that this man said he wanted to quit.
Yeah, okay. Literally.
Here's the thing. Q obviously has a big ego. So
it could have been him thinking, I made the mistake of, like, letting these people compete in this competition where Hunter was so obviously going to win. Or he's taking it on the chin because Hunter is now losing an ally, Tevin, and that was never his plan. Or, and I, this is just the most likely, he likes control. And I get that. It's like, if I have a lot of anxiety, it's like, well, I'll take it out of your hands and I'll ruin my own game.
Yeah, exactly. Or like, or was he realizing like, okay, this is what's going to happen and it's probably going to get out that I was coming for Tiff. Like that also feels like the, like, I feel like it did give the vibe of I'm going to take my ball and go home because like, it isn't working out the way I want to. Which is also so annoying. Like, I just found it really annoying.
And, the game play out.
Yes. And, of course, Q's giving extreme, I'd say, masculinity throughout everything. And it definitely was a bit annoying where it's just, like, you can't be a passive player. You can't even just, like, it's like you're not even passive. Like, you know what's happening. Why didn't he also, like, tell Tevin that they're coming for him? Let Tevin try to, like, do something. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that was confusing, you know?
That's a very good question.
Like, talk to Tevin. Tevin actually has really good relationships with people that it seems like Hunter didn't have. Like, maybe Tevin will be able to turn this around if you can actually talk to him directly, you know?
But that's a problem, Emmy, is that Tevin could turn it around. Right. That has nothing to do with Q. Right. Q needs to be in charge.
Right. Q wants to save. Q wants to save Tevin, or no one saves Tevin.
I have him or no one has him.
Oh
my gosh. So bonkers. I'm trying to think of if we wanna jump back a bit, but I think that was probably now. Q also has the idea, I want to play hide and seek. Apparently he was trying to do this on Yanu. When would Yanu ever have the time or energy?
Imagine those people playing hide and seek. You get Jelinski, you get quitting in the middle, you get Banu, like, on the side. Like, that would be truly hilarious. Jess, like, tripping over herself because she's not sleeping. Like, that, honestly, I wish we'd gotten that hide and seek game.
Like, they were down bad, and he was trying to play hide and seek. It was
like two people left. Like, he's just like, Kenzie, you go there. Tiff, you go there. I want to see what you're up to.
Right. So I think it's so obvious he just wants to play hide and seek. I mean, he calls himself a kid, but then he tries to twist it, and he's like, we're getting information on the team out of this. Do you think you could learn anything about your castaways by this?
Well, I mean, I do feel like I feel like the more straightforward thing of like who takes everything too seriously and who doesn't take everything too seriously feels like the thing that I would take from is like who feels the need to like go so hard at hide and seek versus like just like chill the F out, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like that would be the major thing I would take from it is like, okay, these people want to win at anything. And these people are like, this is silly. But clearly in this cast, I guess everyone was going for it. It did feel like Hunter really stood out of, like, actually demonstrating physical insaneness, which he, you know, did throughout the whole episode. But, like, I did think it was kind of funny because, like, you know, whatever your mileage of Venus is, it was pretty funny to have Q and Venus both doing the same thing. Our two delusional stars.
I think that bolsters my theory that they're the same, like, person. I was like, not Venus acting like this also is being information, but okay. Hunter, okay. I am like, I don't know if I am starting to be brainwashed by the, like, jocks or the meatheads in later seasons, because every time they're like, we never win. And I was like, but then again, they really haven't been winning post-merge, so maybe. Yeah. But I'm kind of shocked that Q and Hunter are sticking around. And Hunter's showboating. He is up in the tree for no reason. He could have climbed down and was just like, I win. Instead, he waited. And he's like, you're going to see how far I went. And then at the end of this challenge, he's like, and I'm going to do a back bend.
Out of control. Out of control. I mean, I get out of control. I mean, I guess that is like the one thing that, you know, that is like the logic behind the six. Like, there was like logic of Q being like, you know, okay, I'll get the other like meat shieldy types. Yeah. And I do think like, you know, Q views Hunter as a shield for him, even though we've yet to actually see Q do in challenges what Hunter is very capable of doing, as mm-hmm. we've seen. Yeah, Hunter just doing a lot. I mean, that did, you know, I'm like, when you said about my cast, I'm like, I think Xander would have been in a tree. Like, that's like, there are people that are just like, I want to show you that I can climb a tree. Yes. And like, you know, like, okay, all right, please. Please show us all. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Hunter is like, also it's like, you know, and I also relate to this. Like I, you know, people gave me a lot of criticism because I did the puzzle too fast and, you know, and then it like showed everyone how good I was, you know, that I'd memorized that puzzle. And like, there is that thing where you're like, you don't know what the edit's going to be. You don't know if you're going to be a big character in the show or not. And you have this moment where you're like, this could be my one thing that I climbed the tree. And like, I don't know if I'm going to be in the show that much, but I was in the tree, you know, and that's my thing. And so like, I obviously have so much like empathy for everyone, just like really trying to like live it to the fullest, but just like, Hunter, you know that the thing, and maybe he's like, I'm already the biggest physical threat. There's no going back from that, but it's just like, really? Like, really? You got to show that even when you won the challenge, it was so easy for you that you're doing backflips. Just like,
I know. Okay. So Tevin leaves. Does this mean that Hunter's on his way out?
I mean, he does still have an idol. So, you know, we'll have to see. But like, they should have gotten Hunter out instead of Tim. I still feel so annoyed about that. Like, wait, was that that right group of people? Yeah,
or because Tim was pushing Hunter, and that's when Q was like, no.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so Hunter's here potentially alone. I mean, I guess it depends. The other thing, though, is that, like, is Hunter now the only person that Q is with? Because Q and Hunter were both kind of, like, on the outs of this vote, but then who knows what Q's relationships with anyone are going to be moving forward. I mean, you got to think, like, yeah, he did just lose the number one ally, so, you know. He's not in a good spot. I have to say that. I don't feel like he's in a good spot. But I'm talking like, who is, like, literally in a good spot right now? It's like
Charlie and Maria. Kenzie. No one said her name.
Yeah.
I guess Liz. No one we've seen has seen her name.
Her name. Although I did get spidey sense when, I think when Tiff was talking to Q, she told Q that Liz came up with the Tevin idea. Mm-hmm. And that was where she first heard it from. And I'm like, if Q survives, he's going to hate Liz for having an idea. Yeah. So, like, like, you know.
I hate her for having an idea.
That wasn't Q's idea. You made a mistake.
Yeah.
If you didn't just repeat Q's idea, you made a mistake.
Yeah. So. Do you think it's a mistake that Liz is still in the game? After all, she has told her own tribe that apparently she's making them big bucks.
Well, I mean, if you want to go sit at Final Tribal and try to win $1 million from people that you've already told you have $1 million to, you know, power to you, Liz. But I just truly don't understand why anyone would do that. And also, I don't need us to cast people that have millions of dollars on the show personally, but okay. Like, I mean, I was entertained by Liz this episode. I appreciated her trying to do something. And like, I like it when the people that are like, I've been a passenger, let me try to do something. And then she did do something, which was cool. Now, should she be coming for Tevin, one of the only other people from her original tribe? I don't know. I don't know about that move. You know?
I don't know what was going on at that Nami beach.
I know. Oh, my God.
They couldn't stand each other. I thought Liz was on the bottom, and she's maneuvering really well out from that just because they're taking shots at each other.
Yeah, no, totally. And I do think, like, she's someone that, yes, now I do think I could see, like, an Erica-like path for her, you know, where she, you know, was kind of quiet, popped up, made a move. Now everyone knows, okay, Liz is smart. She got some respect points. Probably could, like, dip back again. Like, you know, she could be in the skin. I don't know if people are coming for her
next. Be an Alec Gabler.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and then we're talking about two winners of the game. So, you know, I do think like she's potentially one of these people in a decent spot. Maybe she's like made some good relationships now with people from voting with them. Mm-hmm. But I just don't think telling people that you have millions of dollars is smart to do on Survivor.
Yeah, it hasn't come up again, so we'll see if it ever does.
Yeah.
They also, we saw that this cast forego Rice. What do you think of that decision?
Yes, well, I really, I did understand Q's frustration at the people who had no shot of winning it. But then the other thing is, like, of course Q, who is, like, in with everyone, is comfortable taking a step out. I remember so distinctly in my season when we had the Rice negotiation, like Shan giving me kind of a hard time for not stepping out. I'm like, Shan, you know you're safe. I'm going home if I don't win this challenge. Luckily, I actually did win that challenge. So that was, but most challenges I had no shot at, and I probably would have made the mistake of trying to play anyway. So I get why everyone doesn't want to, but there were safe people. Like, come on, Kenzie, you were safe. You didn't do that yet. You know, you can try, but you never know. No one wants to be that person that took that didn't play and then goes home.
Exactly.
So it's on the power people. I mean, why isn't Q mad at Hunter for, if Hunter stepped out, then, you know, well, I don't know. Hunter won the challenge, so I don't know where I was going with that, really. But you know, you sit out for Rice.
That's true. Oh, that's very true. Yeah, and then when he was, like, talking about you thought you were going to beat Hunter, I wrote down, why didn't you bring this up when we were negotiating? I mean, that is actually logical.
Yes.
And you didn't say it then, so now that you lost, he was, like, the second out. He keeps being the first or second out. Is this on purpose?
Well, okay, that did make me – I would say the first one, I was like, I don't know. This one did seem like, really, Q can't hang on for more than a couple seconds. Like, that does seem kind of ridiculous. So I do wonder if he's maybe was hiding himself a little bit, which I respect.
I kind of like it.
yeah, definitely. You're gonna be out there with all those muscles. Like I get pretending to be bad, but yeah, those other people like Ben, Kenzie probably kicking themselves when they didn't have Rice after. But also, you know, if you think you need it. I don't begrudge anyone for playing, you know?
I also shout out to Venus. She was hanging on pretty well.
Yes. Yeah. She talked a big game, but she backed it up pretty reasonably. So yeah, good for her. Definitely. I miss in the old days where they would tempt you with like hamburgers to sit out. You know, I think maybe we got to sweeten that Rice deal, Jeff, you know?
They are so stingy now.
I know. And poor Liz, like, it's actually, like, effed up that she can't eat anything. Like, there's no food on the island naturally that she can actually eat. That seems, like, really kind of scary.
And, like, the same thing that I said about Tim, she hasn't pooped.
No, yeah, that's bad. I remember that was, like, the one thing the doctor would ask us every time, like, have you pooped yet? And, like, you know they're freaking out for her. Well, but of course she hasn't pooped. What has she eaten? Like, you know.
But... You have to have some waste. I don't know. Yeah, I just hope she doesn't get medevaced.
I know.
She's on
poop
watch now.
It's bad. Yeah, that's disturbing. That's disturbing. So yeah. I do think they'll probably get another maybe chance to win the bag of rice. I think who knows what it'll be for.
Who knows? All right. After the challenge, the dynamics are so interesting. I will just try to get through it pretty quickly, but first of all, Venus keeps trying to infiltrate. They shot her down twice, which is not easy to watch. And then when she tried to give pushback and was like, well, you guys need to wrap it up. The sun's going down. Freaking Hunter was like, can we just vote her out? And they just started laughing, but it's like, vote her out.
Yeah, totally. Although, you know what? I think now that the game has blown up, I think Venus is safer than ever. Like, I think she's like, kind of, there's new people to be upset about and stuff. And I think, like, I mean, it seems she's very much on the path to zero vote finalists. And I hear, like, it's like, yeah, she's not, people don't like working with her. Like at first I was very much like, oh, it's sad that she's like on the outside of her tribe. But then we see Maria. We see every single person seems to have the same reaction to her. Like, that's mm-hmm. about you, not about everyone else. Like, it's just mm-hmm. just seems really unlikely. But mm-hmm. then, like, it is funny to watch people on Twitter be like, no, it was Venus's move. Like, it's just like, no, it wasn't. Like, we see mm-hmm. that everybody doesn't like talking to her. And it's like, I find her enjoyable on my screen, but like, yeah. We don't need to give her more than she's getting, you know? Like,
right.
Let's keep it in the proper zone, you know?
Is there, and this is my thing, because they decided to keep both of them this episode. Mm-hmm. Is there any reason to keep both Q and Venus? Because at this point, I don't think Q can win either.
Right. Well, and that, I mean, and Q is much more dangerous than Venus, right? Like, he's chaotic mm-hmm. with power, with like, ability to do things, you know, and yeah. in a way. So I'm like, if it were me, I'd be trying to get Q out of there for sure now. I mean, like, he you never know what he's going to slip back in. He did build a lot of relationships and a lot of, you know, a lot of things going on. And then, but just, like, to make yourself that unreliable, you know, it's, I don't know if you saw, Wendell's been tweeting about how yes. he thinks that, yeah, that Q is like if Chris Noble had made it further in the game. And that, I mean, is like a wild comparison. And like, it's really, yeah, like, this is a special character. I think y'all talked about maybe Coach. Like, I think, like, you know, he's giving one of these characters where it's like, I mean, memorable and game changing, truly. Like, he's really running the season, but it's just like, towards what?
<You know? laughs> We are going towards a wall.
Yeah.
I think he's probably going to come back. Like, this is absolutely not going to be the last of him.
No.
So, one voting block ended up being, let's see, Rhea and Charlie. They're the swing votes, as usual. Charlie, his argument of sticking to Tevin was because he organized the soda vote, but also, I wrote down lesson learned. Don't bother with getting credit until final three when you're in front of that jury.
I mean, that's right. And that's right. Like, you know, you can, and that's like the Marianne, you know, she did such an amazing job of like spelling out her game. And even moves that necessary, maybe like, who knows how much fully in control of them she was. She made it so clear. This is what I did. This was my plan. X, Y, Z, crossed I's, dotted T's, you know, like, she had it. And Tevin is an amazing, amazing like spokesperson for himself. And I just like, you know, he would have crushed it at Final Tribal. Like, wait 9 days to take credit for it. But the truth is, it probably wasn't about the taking credit. It's that Charlie actually was there and knew Tevin did that, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, it didn't matter, like, what credit was taken. It was, like, Charlie saw the power that was Tevin, you know?
Exactly. Ben was mad as hell at this tribal, and I was living. He was like, I think that, he's like, I'm not for the shenanigans. He literally said shenanigans.
Loved it.
With genuine anger. Loved it. And then he said, Q just doesn't want to be on the bottom. A read.
And it was, I mean, I really got the frustration from someone like Ben who was on the bottom, who was on the bottom in that small group where Q's telling him what to do, and to feel like, oh, we finally got one over on this guy, and then he won't even play ball, he won't even let it happen. Like, I Ben was speaking for me, I have to say, like, that was really just so much. It was just so much.
So much. And, oh my god, so Q, I don't know what he was trying to do, because he knows what he did to Tiffany's game by now. But Q tells Tiffany that he knew she was getting votes. Oh, how did you know?
Q? Tell her before tribal if it was actually something you were worried about happening.
Yeah.
You know, not trying to make happen.
I think he was trying to spin his quit like declaration for her benefit, and he was like, well, now you have enough to get Tevin out. Charlie is the one who breaks the hard truth to Tiffany that they were gonna vote for her and that she shouldn't waste her idol. And she's like, wait, what are you talking about? And he's like, Q told me. I love that she was like, Kenzie.
Yeah, I love that. I loved it. That's how you know that's real. That's for real. That was me. And then just immediately like, okay, let's let this guy sing himself, you know? And yeah, what was cute? Like, Tiff was not going anywhere, Q. Like, Tiff was with you so much. And like, how absurd to put that Maria over Tiff in your head of like, who's closer to you? Like, you want to be in this group, this alliance without Tiff, where it's now Maria, Charlie, Tevin, Hunter, yes. and you?
Yes.
You want that to be the final five? Because I can tell you who's out fifth. Like, you know, what are you doing? Like,
he lost the plot. Everyone's supposed to have a number one.
Right.
And now you're going to take out your own number one. Like, you're at the bottom then. But his right. ego is so big that he's like, no, I started this. Therefore, I can only be the leader of this.
Right. You're going to, like, out Tiff. You also have Tiff on your side. Tiff, who has an idol, which gives you, like, a lot of power also. Like, it just mm-hmm. was such an unbelievable mistake. I mean, mm-hmm. But everyone's doing it. I mean, you know, Tevin blindsided Soda. It's just like everyone's just like coming for their allies. Like, it's just, you know, this is still, this was the final 10 people. 10. There's a lot of game left, you know?
Yeah, I said earlier in the season that Kenzie and Tiffany act like Q is just like the really excited, boisterous younger brother. And they're always like, shut that down.
Yeah.
But now they're like, mm-hmm. okay. Mm-hmm. What do you? Mm-hmm. I'm excited about this teaser of Tiffany giving it to him.
Oh, me too. Oh, I can't wait. And you, I mean, you can tell from Twitter, things do not seem resolved. And I'm here for the tweets, I have to say.
Oh my God, I wish the reunion was later.
This is
the season to have that.
I know. And I would say I think most of the seasons are a bit more contentious than they seem in the kumbaya of the final tribal right mm-hmm. after. It's like you need to let that have a thing where people are preparing because they get to go at it a little bit. There's a yeah. reason why these reunion shows are a staple of the reality TV format. And, mm-hmm. you know, you're a connoisseur of the genre, and you know the reunions are part of it. I really do miss it. And what you have to, the reaction to people watching the show and seeing mm-hmm. how it's trying to, like, get their story out there, that's all part of it. And so,
we need.
I'm sad we don't get that.
Time for castaways to get their receipts.
Yes, yes.
Like, have a new outfit. I mean, what would yes. we have, like, without Sandra and that crown?
I mean, yes, exactly. The crown that is, like, so iconic, you know?
Yeah.
And there's so many good ones, you know, like Tyson in his tuxedo t-shirt. Like, these are just memorable stuff. And, you know, you want everyone to get their little fits.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I don't know where we go from here. Every episode, I pick a chaotic bye moment.
Yes.
And I don't know. Do you have one?
I mean, Q was definitely our chaos king this episode, you know.
I know, but I don't want to give it to that man.
I know, and I love, like, to crown chaotic bi energy to something I didn't like happening, yes. like, this little quit moment feels a little wrong. Okay, wait, let's come with something better. Well, I feel like it wasn't so chaotic, but there was something, I would say, quite, that felt queer-coded of the Tiff Kenzie. Let's take, no, he didn't do that to us. We are going to take him down. Maybe I'll give mine to that. I don't know if that's necessarily chaotic, but it gave mad gay energy and I liked that.
It was so chaotic that it happened at Tribal. I think that's why I was like, I made a TikTok immediately last night because I just needed to. And I was like, guys, was this episode good or bad? Because the fact that we got instant satisfaction of Tiffany learning this on the spot,
yes.
spreading it. Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a really good one. Okay. I'm trying to think. Who is my chaotic bye moment? You know what? Hunter, for some reason, is coming to my mind. The fact that he's just like, I really want to prove I can climb all of these trees.
Yes.
Then he found out his mans
was going home. He said, not my man's. He was like, you cannot fight for him. And he's like, no, I am fighting for him. What are you talking about?
I am fighting for him. I will go very directly across the entire beach in front of everyone. Go try to make this happen. Yes. That was chaotic. And yes, it was out of love. It was done badly, but it was cute. So that seems very legit. I co-sign.
Oh my God. Okay. So the other question I have is beautiful black moment. Okay. This episode, after last week's episode.
Yeah, terrible. Terrible.
I don't know what's going on because I can't even blame anyone else. Like, Q's just like, Tim, gone. Okay, there's some arguments there. But Tiffany?
I know.
You outed her idol for Maria?
I know. Why? Why?
You starved with Tiffany for days.
It's so absurd. And they could have been the tightest three in this game that has no tight threes, you know?
Like, I know. And then, as if that wasn't enough, he threw out his own name. So I'm like, so we're all the black people.
And he put himself as the last. Oh, man. I didn't even think about that.
I'm starting to dread, but I really am starting to feel like all the black people are going to follow each other out.
God, I hope that's not true. I think Tiff's got a lot of life left in this game. I think we can have the holdout, but. Yeah, it's really upsetting, and you can't close your eyes to these things, like, when you start seeing, like, okay, like, every single double tribal, pretty much, it's, like, pretty clear that this is not just, like, some weird accident, this is, like, some sort of societal thing playing out in the game, and, you hate to see that now, like, it seems like we're getting a back-to-back situation that you fall Tevin right out the soda door, and then also he pushed soda at the door, so it's like, what are you doing, you know?
Totally. Beautiful black moment. Oh my God, I'm scraping.
The thing I thought of, which is like, it's terrible, it's like, Tevin gave a beautiful exit, he was very, like, gracious, also some great face reactions to being blindsided, the whole thing, and then enjoyment to being snuffed, but then it's like, last week, I know y'all gave Trisoda for being gracious, it was like, I don't want the beautiful black moments to be gracious.
It can't happen. I have to think of something. I mean, I think I have to go to Q, because I think no matter what, we're always going to remember the hide and seek.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And I mean, listen, Q is the king of this season right now. Like, everything is swirling around him, like, for better or worse. And, you know, that is fucking beautiful. Like, the man has all the power such that he can even throw himself under it and survive, you know? So...
Would you have argued to keep Q?
I mean, it depends who I am in this situation. I do feel like it's like, get Q out of there. This man, like, had before he, like, blew up his own spot there, I feel like he had by far the most power in the game. He's got his six, he's got his three, he's, like, doing a lot. And when Liz was like, I want to do something. It's time to make a move. I'm like, yes, Liz, say Q. And then she says Tevin. And I'm like, what? Like, you know, so I think, I mean, I potentially, depending on who I am in the game, maybe it's time to be like, let Q go. That's great. Yeah. Get this man out of here. He's doing a lot. And I do think he was a threat until it feels hard to see him winning now after this. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'd have a hard time voting for him to win after this, but you do never know. So I feel like, you know,
yeah,
I'd let Hugo personally get him out.
I would let him go, and it was so interesting to see this live tribal and how people are talking about it, because Tevin, which I don't know if Tevin knew by this time. I mean, Hunter had to have told him.
I know it's weird, right?
But Tevin was like, let him go. He wants to go. He's going to be miserable if he goes back. And I forget if it was Charlie. I think it was Charlie. Charlie was like, he doesn't get the luxury of that. And it's like, whoa.
Whoa.
Right.
But also, your punishment, like, still being in the running for $1 million.
I know, exactly. Like, I really get where Tevin's coming from. Also, like, I do not want to be fucking convincing someone to stay in this game that I'm, like, killing myself to win. Like, that's honestly really annoying. Like, really annoying. And, like, screw you. You don't want in? You quit. Please let us all get to the 9 now. Like, you know, yeah, if you're going to release it. So, yeah, I'm with, I really felt Tevin, and you know that Tevin was furious that he is now out over someone who was willing to do that. So
his face as the votes kept going, he was like, I feel like that would be my face. I'd be like, how? When someone was just trying to quit, am I the one that's going out?
Which really made it seem like Hunter didn't tell him. And then the only thing I can think of is why Hunter wouldn't do that is maybe Hunter didn't want to be pressured to use his idol on Tevin. But, like,
Okay, let's talk about that. Should he have used the idol?
I don't know. Because it does feel like Hunter is kind of alone in this game. And he could have had Tevin. That would have been good. But I do feel like if everyone was against Tevin, maybe Tevin's a foregone conclusion that he's out and maybe you need the idol still. I don't know. It's tough. Allies over idols is normally how I would think of it, but...
Allies over idols?
Like, you'd rather have an ally in the game, someone who's going to vote with you all the time, than an idol that saves you one time. That's, like, my general theory.
That makes sense.
That's someone who never had an idol. So, if I had it, maybe I would have wanted to save it for myself, you know?
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. I'm thinking about that, because that's so interesting now to even, like, think about that as an option. He could have had sole control over this vote. And then if you're Hunter, who are you going after? Are you going for Q's person, Tiffany?
Right, which it seemed like he was interested in. I mean, imagine Hunter plays the idol on Tevin. Tevin now is indebted to him forever. Tiffany's out now, that's like Q has nowhere to go except Hunter. I mean, that honestly could have been a big move for him, you know? Could have changed the game. Could have still had Tevin here. But then we have another Tiff here, which I also would have hated. So
Hated. So I still like this timeline, but that was an interesting thought experiment right there for sure.
Absolutely. Opportunity for Hunter.
Okay. So do you think, because people are always making predictions and they are always, like, we see these multiple big personalities and everything, but will we end up with a quote-unquote boring winner because they're going to constantly be taking each other out? What's your prediction?
Oh, man. I mean, I think of the lower key players who I feel like have a shot of winning, I think Charlie is someone who doesn't have, like, a big personality necessarily in that same way, but I think he's in a really good spot, also getting a lot of airtime if you are trying to read into those things. So I feel like he's someone that I would not be shocked if he won, and maybe, like, is someone who has a big personality watching the show, but not necessarily in the game. So I do feel like that's someone that I could see going far. I think kind of same with Kenzie, where Kenzie, like, I really enjoy watching Kenzie, but I think, like, in, you know, you've got, she was eclipsing everybody in terms of personality, so, like, who knows, but then, I mean, Tevin, another huge personality, just got out, so, I do feel like Q is going to be out soon, probably, so that's another one off the board, and then it is a quieter group remaining, you know?
Yeah.
It'd be so fun if Maria won, also, like, there's still some people left that would be lovely winners, like,
Maria's killing it.
And she seems really solid. I do think my one, like, worry for Maria is it does feel like every time there's been, like, a Maria and Charlie disagree, it feels like Charlie always gets his way.
Yeah.
Which makes me think that, like, maybe, you know, Charlie ultimately will have his way in whatever goes down.
She's gonna need to snipe him.
She's going to need to snipe him. And, I mean, listen, she's cold-blooded. She ran over Jelinski in that opening episode. So
she did.
I would love that if Maria were to pull it out. That would be sweet.
I would. Okay, so 0 vote finalists, which I hate. Just take them out.
Don't let them be an option.
Yeah. But
at this point, would you rather
okay.
you or Venus?
I mean, I don't see Q getting to the end and getting no votes. I think if Q has gotten to the end, he's going to get some votes. I really do. Even if he's like, okay. everyone so frustrated, mm-hmm. I'm like, you just cannot deny that he has been doing well in the game. I don't know. It depends on how people feel. I felt that way about Deshaun too. I feel like Deshaun like played a lot and then he only got one vote. So I don't know. I mean, and I didn't vote for him. So who am I to talk? So, I don't know. I mean, I do feel like Venus, it is annoying to me. Like if it's already like everyone already from meeting her is like, this person's not going to win. It is annoying when that person goes all the way to the end.
Yep.
You know, but at least, you know, you have to say this for Venus. She's fighting. It's not necessarily like working in the way that you would want, but she's not like, she's not passive. If anything, she's way too active.
Yes.
so like, you know, credit to her. I wouldn't, I just feel bad for the person who has to sit there and the jury yells at them, you know?
Yeah.
Cure Venus.
I would rather, and I get it, but as a viewer, I want to see Q at the end.
Yeah.
Because it's just, it's going to be ridiculous. I think he'll try to talk over everyone. he'll be.
Yes. Well, that's what I'm saying. I think if Q's there, Q's getting votes. Like, I think he might get there. And I think he would, he's very convincing. I mean, you listen to him talk sometimes, and you're like, wow, maybe that person really is doing too much in hide and seek. And they are. And then you're like, wait, no, that's not how I actually think. But in real time, Maybe Q gets it on you, you know?
He does, but yeah, it's probably going to be Venus. Oh my God.
Okay, if it's Q versus Venus, though, Q is the winner of the season, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so maybe get them both there. Get them both there, and then we'll get our chaotic people fighting it out.
Absolutely. Oh, is there anything else that you wanted to talk about when it comes to this episode or this season?
Wow. I mean, I really am baffled as to what will come next. And so that's, you know, that's fun.
Yeah.
I really, really do hope that we don't. It was amazing. I think, was it the first time ever, the first time in the new era, at least, that five Black players made the merge? And it's, I just really hope that it's not that we're seeing them go back to back. That would really, I really don't want that for anyone. And so that is my, you know, putting it out there. I know this is not something new I'm bringing to this particular podcast. So just really like, I don't want us to have to watch that. So I really, let's put the good juju out there for that.
Truly.
I don't know. Chaotic. It's going to be chaotic, and it's a chaotic season, and that either means it's going to be the most chaotic winner like Q, or like the steadiest person like Charlie. That's what it makes me think, you know?
Interesting, maybe. If Charlie wins, do you think he'll meet Taylor Swift? He's putting in the work.
That's such a good point. I mean, it's like, does Survivor even register to someone as big as Taylor Swift? That's the question.
So.
Yeah, I mean, if the winner is the person whose whole thing was that he was the number one Swiftie.
Mm-hmm.
That would be cute. I would like that for him.
And again, that would be an argument for a real reunion show, because we had Sia on for that.
That's right. Now, what if Taylor displaces Sia now? You know, like, her time.
never. As long as she's giving her own prize money to players, which, oh my God. Who is in the running for her money? I'm sorry. I'm just asking hypotheticals at this point.
I love it. Let's see. Who's giving Sia money energy?
Does she like Q or not?
I don't know. I feel like she likes like the underdog types typically, or like,
true.
You know, so like, well, I
Venus,
feel like,
maybe.
Yeah, potentially. Yeah. But maybe like if Maria doesn't win, I feel like she likes people that have like, you know, good stories and things like that, you know.
Maybe Charlie.
Yeah. If Charlie
music. Ben.
Yeah. Ben, yeah, Ben, true. And Ben's like out there crying about vulnerability and stuff, you know.
When Ben said, "I can't believe I'm crying over another man," I was a little like, I was a little taken aback because I was like, actually, I didn't expect you
I
to
know.
Say that.
I
like,
know. It was like definitely a little like no homo moment. And it's like, yeah. Dude, like, love your friends. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's some, you know, he's working through some old masculinity stuff there. But he was crying about his friends.
Absolutely.
Let's love on that, you know.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. I think that's an interesting thought, if Sia likes Q or not.
Yeah. Yeah. The great debate of our time. Does Sia like Q?
You guys make your predictions on that in the comments.
Yes.
Oh my God. All right. What else are you up to, Evie? Is there anything you want to plug?
Well, let's see. I don't have anything big going on right now, but in a month or two, there will be a new little round of The Pride Has Spoken, the Queer Survivor mini series that I do with Grace Leader and Matt Scott. So stay tuned for that. And yeah, follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Evie Jagoda. It's basically Survivor stuff, trans and gay stuff, and Free Palestine stuff right now. So if that's some things that you want, you can come follow me. And if not, please don't. that's what we got.
Love it. Love it. Here on Black by Reality, we are currently just talking about Survivor right now, which is cool. We have a lot of other series that you can listen to or watch that would be covering Traitors, which nice. Some Survivor peeps are on there, some huge legends. We talked about Love is Blind, which, you know, if you want to prep for a perfect match, which comes in the summer at some point, mm-hmm. you should definitely watch Couple to Thruple. Very gay.
Great show.
Yes. Very gay and fun. Have plenty of interviews also with the cast there. And I know that Netflix has Sex in the City now, which, by the way, I jumped back into that rewatch. I got the bi episode off.
Oh,
rip.
Nice. Where Samantha's in her, like, cool. Oh, no.
We're not there yet. It was season 3 where it is Carrie who figures out the man she's dating is bi, and she has a panic and spirals about it. Do you remember that?
I honestly don't know that I've seen that one, but I hate that. Yeah.
Carrie's always, like, the one with the old views, so she was just like, what? I can't believe he has an ex-boyfriend. And of course, Samantha's like, in the future, we're all going to be fluid.
Yes. I have to say, my partner and I both have a very distinct memory of seeing the Samantha lesbian arc and her talking about, you know, the things that women can do that men cannot. And it seared in there. So I hope all of our Netflix viewers, I mean, the thing is, the people that haven't seen it now are probably Gen Z that are all queer anyway. So, but enjoy, you know?
Totally enjoy. Say,
it's great. And it's problematic.
And you know what? If you're curious of where they end up later, and just like that, great recaps on here. And yeah, I am hopefully, I'm just waiting for Big Brother. Like, where's the Big mm-hmm. Brother premiere date?
Oh, yeah. It hasn't been announced yet.
No, it hasn't. And I really need it. I really need it. It's getting hot out. But yeah, please follow Black by Reality across all socials. And see you later, guys.
Bye.
Bye.